You know, I think we are in a good spot. I think that going and practicing against somebody when you're not live, I think those are good reps to get. It's practicing against somebody else. So, no, I don't think I need preseason reps. If I were to get them, I'd appreciate them, but I don't think it's a situation where we need to get out there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of good stories. Obviously very influential in my football career, and, you know, very, very glad to see him. It's been a while, but I know he's doing some cool stuff with college football right now, and he's an awesome human being. Favorite Craig Bowl story. Betty Lou. Betty Lou. Ain't that right, Coach? We'll keep those under wraps. No, never. And that was a point of emphasis that Coach Bull tried to instill in me. But he's a fantastic coach, but didn't do great in that aspect of trying to get me down to slide. But that's my fault.
You're going to be inducted into the Wyoming Sports Hall of Fame. What does that achieve?
It's very, very cool to be remembered there. You know, Coach Bull and University of Wyoming obviously wouldn't be here without them. And it's very, very cool to be honored by something so close and near to my heart. And, yeah, it's a pretty cool achievement.
You said last week, you know, you guys wanted something to do with James, and it wasn't a practice. He was out there for warm-ups. Was that in practice today? From your vantage point, like, what has the last week and a half been like? I know you can't control any of it, but it's kind of been a little bit all over.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, as players, we have to separate sometimes the business and the sport. You know, I know both sides thought that what they're doing is the right thing. Obviously, we're very happy to have Jimbo out there today, and I trust in Bean and what he's going to get done. And, you know, we're just very happy that he's out there with us right now.
And does that give you a chill knowing, hey, he's back there, right? Like, it's noticeable, obviously, everybody's paying attention. What does that do for you guys as a team?
Again, just to have him out there and getting those reps and making sure that he's getting ready to go for game one. And, again, we had no doubts that he wouldn't be ready, but to be out there with the guys and sweating and battling in practice, I think that's good for the team.
You mentioned how important these practice reps are. In practice, it felt like there was a segment there where Keon really awesome. Have you seen him in these moments be able to kind of take over a little bit, especially in some of the roles?
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to need from him during the season is to be a big guy. He's a big guy, so go out there, and if teams want to play, you know, post-high man coverage, that we got a backside, we got to have a guy that can go win. You know, he's consistently done that this camp, and still seeing a lot of growth in his game and just the nuance to playing the receiver position and doing the things that we're asking him to do. He's taking it in stride right now, and he's having a really good camp.
Is his mental self-game? You never see him overly emotional, at least I haven't. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I think it's a point of emphasis that he's trying to make. It's just like I'm expected to do these things. You know, go out there and one, run the right route, and two, when the ball's thrown, you go up there and you catch it, or nobody does. And, you know, he's learning that role, and, again, we're going to ask him to do a lot of things this season.
You go to a joint practice. You know, you've done a handful of them over the years. There's Spartanburg and then last year Pittsburgh. What are you trying to accomplish in the joint practice?
You know, you get the opportunity to see new looks, go against different guys. You know, the number one thing, again, I think everyone kind of knows about these types of practices. Sometimes they can get a little chippy, and we're not looking to go out there and fight, but we're going to look out there or going out there to compete and get those competitive juices flowing, and that's very fun for me. At the same time, we've got to be smart about what we're doing and in practice making sure that we're protecting one another.
In some ways, Josh, I think you control what's going on in your session. Whereas in a game, it's all ebb and flow. Do you kind of like the fact that work on specific things against another team?
For sure, yeah. And again, it's new opportunities to see new looks, and it's not the same defensive system that we're going up against each and every practice here in camp, which is great because our defense has been one of the best units in the league in the last, you know, so many years. So, you know, it's an honor to go against our guys each and every day in camp, but sometimes it is nice to see some fresh faces across from the O-line and across from our receivers and utilizing certain matchups and seeing what guys can do. No, didn't see. Hopefully everything's all right. But yeah, guys got to step up and play in the absence. Not sure what's going on.
Last one.
Oh, I mean, it's been extremely normal between us. Not going to ask him to do anything that he doesn't want to do or wouldn't do, or I wouldn't do myself. So I understand that, you know, in his mind, it was the right thing to do, and I trust him. But, yeah, very happy to have him back out there today.